Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom of God Ministries coming to you live, broadcasting live. Tell a friend to join in. Tonight, we will be continuing our teaching on Age of Deception, part two. If you would like to call in, feel free to do so. Bishop and I will be taking your calls. We wanted to bring out a little more of the topic on tonight. We have some very interesting things that we will be bringing out. Our guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, we ask that you call in. We're going to open the lines maybe in 30 minutes of the broadcast, but if you just have a burning testimony or you need to say something, by all means, call in. That's what we're here for. We want your comments. We want your prayers. We want your testimonies. The one thing we don't do here at Kingdom of God Ministries is call out other pastors' names. Now, we may give references to some things that's going on, but we don't do that. We're not going to turn them down. If you're going to that particular pastor and you feel there's something that you don't agree with, You need to have that relationship with your pastor where you can go to that pastor.
Amen.
But we do not tear down other pastors.
Amen.
That's not what we do.
Amen.
Now, we do bring out the light. We do share some things that we feel that is coming from a biblical perspective. And we're like this. If the shoe hit, you know, then wear it. But we don't do that. Not here on Kingdom of God Ministries. Another thing we don't do, we're not going to argue with you. I'm not here to split hairs over what you believe. If you believe in one particular way, yeah, we can have a dialogue, but I'm not going to argue with you. That's your opinion. Okay? So we like to keep it real. We like to keep it open line. We want to encourage you to call if you have some questions or concerns, or you know, you can call in and ask questions, but we ask, please don't mention your pastor's name. Don't mention your church. Okay? Thank you. So with that, I'm going to ask Bishop to open up in prayer.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for giving us this ministry and Kingdom of God ministry. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio. And Father God, we also thank you for everyone that's listening on tonight. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask, Father God, that you touch the body, soul, and spirit of everyone listening. Father God, touch them that their minds will be opened up to your word.
Amen.
Father God, give them revelation of your word and understanding. And Father God, is there anyone out there that is suffering with any type of bondage?
Yes.
We ask, Father God, that you touch them and deliver them from that bondage right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
And we also, Father God, come against any hindering spirits.
Yes.
And we come against spirits of dumbness that will keep people from learning and receiving the word of God. We bind up this spirit right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind it up and we cast it out right now in
Jesus'
name. Now, Father God, again, we thank you, Lord, for the listeners on tonight.
Yeah.
And we pray that they receive, again, great revelation and knowledge from your word, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Bishop, as you said about the spirit of dumbness, you know, some people like being dumb. You know, when you try to bring the truth to them, you know, I was looking at a little clip where there was some little sheep, and when they brought the word to them or something good, they went to trying to bite the shepherd, you know? So that's where a lot of the church has gotten to, that when you try to shed some light and enlighten them, you see it all the time in the Bible. When Paul, they would go to particular cities and the people didn't want to hear the word, even Jesus, they tried to throw Jesus off the cliff after he had came and delivered the man from being demon possessed. You would have thought they would have embraced that, but they were looking at, oh, he done messed up our money flow. We got to get rid of him because raising pigs was our livelihood. Now, I don't know if they were Gentiles, because they couldn't have been Jews, because Jews didn't eat pigs. So they had to be Gentiles. So when Jesus allowed the demons to go into the swine, they was looking at their money flow was cut off. So they said, yeah, we going to throw him off the cliff. We got so much saints, deception, deception, deception. So much is going on in the church. So much is going on in the body of Christ. And who is the author of deception? It is the devil. I'm going to play this little clip. You know me, I like my clips. And it's just to get you to thinking. And then after we come back, we're going to go deeper into our subject on tonight. This is just a 6-minute clip. Enjoy. But I want you to listen because it's so important. Amen?
There are many scriptural proofs that showcase the fact that today we are living what the Bible calls the last days. But in this video, we will count down the top 7 most undeniable scriptural proofs that the time of tribulation...
Hold tight. It's called the Great Deception. And we know who is the great deceiver of all is. Amen?
Amen.
Thou sealest up the sun full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little clip there, but we're talking about age of deception, and we know who the great deceiver is. It is Satan, the father of all lies. His main purpose is to deceive the body of Christ so he can water down the gospel, the true gospel, and send in a perverted gospel. Did you hear what he said? In the last days, many will part from the faith, teaching doctrines of devils. You may say, evangelist, give me an example. What do you mean, doctrines of devils? We have churches now teaching that there is no hell, that you don't need to repent. All you need to do is, when they literally say, come as you are, which we all do, stay as you are. There's no need for repentance. There's no need for God, hell, put fear in people. Now, here in Kingdom of God Ministries, you know we do not teach condemnation. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world. But if you don't believe in Christ Jesus, he said, you condemn yourself. We do not put a lot of legalistic views. All we teach is the straight, unadulterated word of God. I grew up in a legalistic church, and I'm not going to mention the name, but it was so legalistic that they were teaching people how Paul said, even though they weren't teaching abstain from meat, a lot of them should have, because a lot of them was overweight, but they were teaching things that had nothing to do with your salvation. It was deceptive. And as I grew and delved more into the Holy Scriptures, God just showed me that what goes on the outward, that has nothing to do with your salvation. Now, as Christ come into your life, there should be some things that you just won't do. You shouldn't want to dress provocative. What's the reason? I'm going to talk about deception of lust. What is the reason, women, that you would want to put something provocative on? And now you hear the word, even little kids, I hear them talking about sexy. How does a 10-year-old know about what is sexy? This is the age of deception. It's through the TV, the media, the airwaves, the songs. You know, back in the day, we had good songs, good wholesome songs. But now all the songs you hear is about somebody getting in the bed with somebody. They think this identifies your sexuality by being perverted and being unmarried. Look, I'm teaching, I'm bringing it home because I see it in the body of Christ. See, we know the world gonna do these things, but when this deception has started creeping in the church and nobody is addressing it, and God has set these preachers as watchmen over your soul, and they're not even telling you the truth, God forbid. Let the true men and women of God stand. Stand for righteousness. I know it's not popular today. I know it's not politically correct because we got a lot of preachers holding hands with that money bucket. Yeah, I said it. They're too busy trying to build a big empire, a big cathedral, rather than teach the people the true word of God. The unadulterated word of God. Let's talk about some of these deceptions that's going on in church and in your life. You know, your temple is the church. So the church, we look at just a natural building, but are these things going on in the temple of God that's residing in you? First deception I want to talk about is lust. And we know human nature, we're filled with vanity, jealousy, greed, lust. Cut on the TV. That's all you see, lust, vanity. Get more, have more. And then you go to church, you can be a better you. Get it now. The earth is yours, everything you want. You're a little G God. And I heard some of the preachers are even saying money cometh. You better be careful with that term. Because I was looking and God showed me that that is a spell, that is a witchcraft spell that they use to say money cometh to me. A lot of times we're sitting right up in the church and people are putting spells. Look, everybody that say that they're of God, you better test that spirit. Because he said in the last days, Satan was sending false prophets. False preachers, come on now. And if you don't have discernment, you're going to be caught up. Okay, we know human nature by nature, you're going to be filled with vanity, jealousy, greed. This is what God Satan kicked out of heaven, lust. So if you got these attributes, you're not following in the attributes of Christ, you're following the attributes of Satan. Satan can take advantage of the tendencies, our weaknesses. He study all of us. He knows what it is that your greed, your lust. He knows how to dangle that carrot in front of you. He knows what it takes because he studied you from the time you were born. He knows your weaknesses. He sends temptations through the media, movies, television, magazines, the internet. And through corner and covetous individuals. I see it all the time. Even with the TV. You might be sitting up there. They're going to flash that nice Cadillac in front of you. I ain't got nothing against Cadillac. Okay? But if you can't afford it, you don't need it. This big old 7-room home. If you can't afford it, you don't need it. Look, I'm teaching you, and we're going to be covering some other things throughout the lessons about money, too, because that is one of the main things that I think trip a lot of saints up, because you follow after a lot of these false teachings because they offer you a false reality and a false hope that if you sow into their ministry, you're going to be so blessed. Well, dumb spirit that has taken over the body of Christ, you're already blessed. And you don't realize it. God has done so much for many of us through our listening audience that we are already blessed. If we would just start thanking God for what we already have. Amen. This is why Bishop and I, God led us to the Blog Talk, because a lot of things that we say on Blog Talk, we didn't have the opportunity to say in a lot of your public churches. They don't want that. They don't want the people to be knowledgeable of what's going on. They want to keep you dumbed down so you don't really understand what's going on. Now, we already know that in the world, deception is creeping in. You see the Illuminati, they're putting commercials on TV about the Illuminati. They got all kinds of television programs, Supernatural, Lucifer. They're pushing their agenda. Switzerland already has a cashless society where they don't use nothing but that plastic. A lot of restaurants, they're converting over to plastic only. Do you see that it is a short time that we're going to be a total cashless society? Do you understand what's going on? Or are you so busy? What he said in Noah before the flood came, he said they were so busy eating and drinking and being merry that they didn't even see the destruction coming up on the land. Are you so concerned about your own life and your own pride and your own arrogance that you don't even see what's coming up on the world? Amen? But the Apostle Paul warned, he said they were forbidden colors. not to marry. He said, as couples, you should marry. This fornication that's going on in the body of Christ, it should not be so. And God has given us the authority as men and women of God to call it out. It is sin. Amen. Now, to the married couples, you shouldn't deprive yourself from sexual relations because that opens the door to lust. And we see pornography now is sweeping throughout the church. A lot of men got this pornography, this lust demon. Nobody want to address it. They don't want to call it. They don't want to talk about the elephant in the room, but really what it is, lust. If you're sitting up looking at pornography, this is not a condemnation. You need to get some help because you don't understand what it do to your relationship. And it can bring all other kinds of undesirable spirits into that relationship. Amen? In our age, sexual temptations are all around us. You see? They start early. They even had a cartoon, Sexually Perverted. Little innuendos in the cartoons. You think your children looking at some Disney program and they got little innuendos in there. Amen? It's all around us. Paul advised those who might lack self-control. He said, nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife and let each woman have her own husband. I don't see nowhere in there where it says it's okay to fornicate. Okay? And that's found in 1 Corinthians 7:2. So those who want to read it, you can read it in your own time. We need to understand that lust, greed, and covetousness are sin. And like I said, if you're practicing some of this, if you're covetous of your brother, if you're going somewhere to a church because you feel that that man is going to give you more stuff, that's a covetous spirit. You should be going so you can get the word of God. You shouldn't address, you shouldn't be going to a church just to get some more stuff to heap it up on your greed. Because he got a big ministry. So if I go there and I sow seed in his ministry, then I'm going to be blessed too. That's lust. That's greed. That's lust. Did you hear what I said? That's greed. Because you're covetous. Amen. And the man that is teaching this covetous spirit is going out over the body. That's why you got a lot of people in the congregation, they can't even talk about wholesome or godly things of any substance. The only thing they talk about, I'm going to get my big house, girl. I'm going to get my Mercedes. While back, they had people going to car lots, laying hands on this. It's foolishness. What you laying hands on something and you only working at McDonald's? Why don't you pray to God that you could go back to school and get some education and maybe you can drive a Mercedes? Stop making God like he's some kind of Santa Claus. Amen? We need, like I said, greed and covetousness, that's sin. Think about that. And you know what the Ten Commandments says. It says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servants, nor his female servants, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that your neighbor has. That's Exodus 20:17. Instead of coveting, like I said, we need to be thankful of the blessings of God that he has given us. No, I don't have a mansion, but I got a house. I don't drive a Rolls Royce, but I got a vehicle. Amen? Start being thankful. Get this covetous spirit out the body of Christ. After all, God promises to provide all your godly needs. So you ain't got to sit up and do all these mantras and calling stuff down. Just pray. Look. Number one, you ain't even got to pray for God to feed you or clothe you. He said, this is stuff that the heathen seek after. He's going to already do that for you. So we just thank him. Lord, we thank you for the provisions. Lord, we thank you that you have already made a way in our finances. And you have rebuked the devourer. You have canceled every debt. Lord, I thank you for that. Just start thinking. To pray as Jesus taught us, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us, he said, from the evil one, which is Satan. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's how we should pray. Amen. He said, therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Look, we can't practice everything that the world presents to us. Sometimes, even watching some of these programs, you need to find yourself cutting it off, because it can vex the Holy Spirit. Some of this stuff, the Holy Spirit will come to you that you're watching and say, you know, you don't even have any business looking at that. God ain't glorified in that. No, we're not knocking TV. But there should be some conviction in yourself. I'm not saying God convicting you, but you should feel something that say, you know what, too much cussing, let me cut it off. Too much profanity. Let me cut it off. It's too much. But the church has gotten so carnal, and they have gotten so lax that anything goes. You can say what you want to say, cuss somebody out, fornicate, commit adultery, and this false doctrine is telling people that everybody is still going to be saved. And you can Google it. And I'm not going to call the preacher's name, but it's a false doctrine. He said even the devil can be saved because Jesus did it all at the cross. Part of that is true and part of it is a lie. If the Satan have to bring you one part truth and 9 points a lie, or 9 parts truth and 1 part a lie, whatever way he need to do it to bring deception, that's what he will do. Amen. And I want to touch on, before I turn the floor over to Bishop, another thing that has crept in the church, and I see a lot of signs and miracles. People run after these big crusades, and I know God is a healer, but there was one part Bible where Paul was praying, they didn't mention what he was praying about, but God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Some of you right now, as I'm talking, your body is racked with pain, but you're trusting God that he's going to raise you up and he will heal you. You keep holding on to that. But I'm talking about the people who use a lot of deception, and they set up schemes to get you sucked in. And a lot of you sit up there and you watch these YouTube videos and you're thinking these people is praying and healing folks, but it may not be of God. That's why you need to test every spirit, whether it be of God. He said, many false Christs, false teachers have gone out in the land. And he didn't say they couldn't do signs and miracles. The devil can do imitation signs and miracles. You don't believe it? Go to some of these voodoo places in Haiti and some of these African places. They can put some spells on you. They can do some fake miracles. All this psychic healing. And you so confused, you're thinking it's of God. A lot of false prophecies been going out. Prophet lying. It's not of God. You better search the scriptures. Test the spirit. How do you test the spirit? Because the devil going to tell you, yeah, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. But then when you start looking at their life and how they teach and then they twist in the scriptures, you know it's a lying spirit. And there's a thing called a lying spirit. How many of you, if you were sitting in a church and a pastor started twisting those scriptures, would you have enough courage to get up and walk out? I'm telling you, a lot, this is what it's going to start taking. Many of you, and I'm talking about to the true soldiers and the bold ones, when you see somebody sitting up there perverting that gospel, yeah, I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to leave up out of there, because what the Bible says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So if you got this pastor sitting up in there telling you it's okay to sin, and you don't have to repent, and everybody is going to make it in, I wish everybody would. But it is by choice. And the sad thing, a lot of people will, some, he say, broad is the way that lead to destruction. Didn't he say that? I want you to find the truth. This is why we come to you Saturday after Saturday. To some, it's the Sabbath. We don't even get caught up on that, but we should say every day is keeping it holy, honoring the Lord with your substance, with your every being. You should be honoring God. Amen? How many times have individuals told you, this is talking about false dreams and visions. They told you about dreams or visions that were obviously Satan-inspired. Some thought they had seen Jesus. We see a lot of that nowadays. Most of these religions, they'll say, oh, an angel came to me. He said, believe. He said, if an angel comes teaching you, Paul said, teaching you something other than we ourselves, the disciples have laid down, them be anathema. Let them be cursed. But most of these religions, and I'm talking about most of them, the Mormons, Muhammad, a lot of them say they had a vision from an angel. And you see how twisted that doctrine is. Say, if some thought they have seen Jesus. Some supposedly appeared to them wearing long hair, which we know that is a deception. Jesus don't look nothing like these paintings that these people have whitewashed and told you this how Jesus looked. He don't look nothing like that. I hate to disappoint some of you, but that's not the Jesus, okay? He is commonly pictured in our society. That's how Hollywood portray him. Blue eyes, the long flowing hair, very handsome. Actually, the Bible says he was very common, not to even be desired to look upon. But the Jesus of the Bible did not have long hair. Paul wrote, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? 1 Corinthians 11:14. Jesus escaped out of the crowd on several occasions because he looked like the average Jew of his day. He went all glorious, you know, back in the, think about it. If somebody was that fair-skinned, it, coming out the Middle East, most people there are brown-skinned, it, how would he have appeared in Egypt and grew up as an Egyptian if he had blonde hair and blue eyes? Another deception. See, I want you to think about these things. So we've been taught all these years that Jesus was blonde hair, blue eyes, long, beautiful hair, and we bought the lie. He escaped out of the crowds on several occasions because he looked like the average Jew of his day. Do not be deceived, beloveds, about dreams, visions, or appealing messages. You better search the scriptures. I'm speaking from my own experience. A lot of times I'm a dreamer, but if it's not of God, I say, God, is this of you? And if I don't get confirmation in my spirit, I am not going to share that dream. Amen? But sometimes it could just be your flesh. Mm-hmm. The Apostle John wrote, beloved, do not believe every spirit. Didn't I just tell you that? But test the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets, and that's plural, that means more than one, have gone out into the world. And they're everywhere. They're in your church. Your nearest church near you, they're there. They sent them to church. They probably beat you to church on Sunday. 1 John 4:1. And another thing I told you earlier, the cult, it appeals to so many people nowadays. They try to contact or deceive people, try to contact deceased relatives through mediums. Those mediums are doing nothing but conjuring up demons. You cannot pull up your dead relative because they have gone on wherever one that judges. Once they leave this natural realm, there is no more in this dimension. Amen? But you'll go to a medium to try to pull up something. Maybe your mama, maybe you and your mama fell off before she died and you just want to make peace. Stop it. Those are demon spirits that they're pulling up. You let your children read all kinds of demonic books. Harry Potter, we know that's old school, but now they got something new now. Watch what your children is watching on TV. The TV, when I said entertainment, enter, the first part of that is enter. What is entering into your child, into you? You need to educate your children on the dangers of the occult. Satanic activities. Remember back in, I think it was 2012, where it was this tall man?
Mm-hmm.
And these little girls got caught up in it, and he had them to go out, and they knifed one of their friends 12 times. Very impressionable. And this is how the deception works. You see? So watch what your kids are looking at. Educate your children on dangers of the occult, satanic activity, and other demonic influences. God Almighty condemns witchcraft and sorcery. And if you're practicing charismatic witchcraft, I don't care what you call it, if it's in your church, you need to be rebuked. Amen? For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And now you got yoga in the church. That is of Hinduism. False religion. So wake up. Deuteronomy 18:12. Be sure to read it in your own time. And also read Galatians 5:20. Satan will use dreams. He will use visions. He will use miracles to deceive people. And the book of Revelation describes the great false prophet who will soon rise on the world scene. But if you're so dumbed down, you don't even know he's getting ready to make his appearance. And you don't even realize it. You can't even tell. Be sure to read this, okay, about Revelation. And then he said, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, a counterfeit Christ, we know that, and many Christs, false Christ. He spoke like a dragon. That means he acted like he was a Christian, but out of his mouth was blasphemous stuff. Be careful. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose death wound was healed. And a lot of people would flock to that because they say, you know, he raised him from the dead. But was it from God? Test the spirit. He performs great signs. He said, and even makes fire come down from heaven on earth. If you recall back in Elijah pulled fire down from heaven. But he was a true man of God. But his fire consumed the altar of Baal worshipers, idol worshipers. Amen? So everything the devil do, he's an imitator. Jesus performed miracles, so he'll perform miracles. He performed fake miracles. We have a call, 4677. Hi, caller, 4677. How are you tonight? Okay, I guess we lost him or her, but if you want to call back in, feel free to do so. It's 646. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. Amen? So we know that the Lord is getting ready to come back as never before. If you can't see it, I mean, even last year we had 4 or 5 hurricanes back to back to back, whether they were manufactured, some think they were, and I have my reasons to believe they may have been. But the earth is reeling and rocking, getting you ready. The world is already pushing their agenda. We need to start pushing God's agenda. Amen? So with that, I'm going to yield the floor over to the pastor, and he's going to go as the Lord lead him, and then we'll come back in later and talk about, I do want to bring out the 3 things that the devil deceived. The first one is self-deception. The next is world's deception, and the next one is Satan's deception. So remember those. God wants you to be faithful and trusted through Jesus Christ our Lord. He will give you faith if you turn to him with your whole heart. That's the main thing. In the meantime, you need to arm yourself with spiritual knowledge. Avoid self-deception, like I said. Avoid the world's deception, which a lot of that is going on. And avoid Satan's deception. As the Apostle Paul reminded us, Christians are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. As regular readers of this, we know God foretells us of a great future false religious system that is taking over right now. It's been taking over for the last 40 years. I can see how it has, the whole religious sector has been perverted. Things that you see now in the church, I never would have dreamt it when I was a new Christian. But you can see, as we approach the end of the age, it is more deception, more perversion going on in the body of Christ. Amen. Satan, he told of the false religious systems inspired by Satan that will influence billions of people all over the world. By staying close to God, you can avoid this satanic deception. Do not let yourself be deceived, but you got to stay close to God. You got to stay in his word. You need to learn how to cut off some of these programs that is brainwashing you. You need to learn how to push that plate aside. Watch and pray. Don't be so gullible, even in your church. If somebody say something, you follow. Do like them Bereans in the New Testament. They didn't just take what Paul said. They wanted to find it in the Holy Scripture. Don't be so gullible. Don't do that. Because that's what a lot of these wolves prey upon. Sheep who is gullible and don't know the word. Amen? So it's been a blessing, beloved. I enjoyed you. I'm going to yield the floor to Bishop, and you be blessed, and I'll come back later on in the program.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Montgomery, and our subject is Age of Deception 2. We're going to continue in this for a little while, because, and the reason that we're doing this is because of the great, great, great deception that's going on right now. We have so much deception going on these days, and it's not just in the church or in religious settings. It's also in politics.
Yeah.
It's in the media. It's in Hollywood. It's in the music industry. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. That's why we're talking about the age of deception too. But before I get into some scripture, what is all this deception really about? What this deception is really about, go straight to the point, is about your soul. Yes. That's what it's about. It is about your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's about your relationship with the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. our God. It's about the truth of the reality of the Word of God. Okay? It's about the holiness of the Word of God. It is about your relationship and your religion and your life in reference to the Word of God. That's why we're saying Age of Deception 2. And what the enemy would desire to do would be to separate you from the truth of the living God and to separate you from the truth of the Word of God. I'll say this. All facts are not necessarily truth. And all truth is not necessarily facts. So what are you talking about, Bishop? The truth of the matter is there was and is a Jesus Christ. All right? Historical documents, historical facts bear out this truth. Somebody would say that that's not a truth, but it is a truth and it is the truth. That, and people would try to twist that and say that, well, he was just a prophet, or he was just a man, or he was just a no. He wasn't just any of those things. He was the Word of God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us. The only way you can get to the Father is through him. Now, someone would say, no, you have many ways to get to the Father. No, there's only one, and that's through Jesus Christ. Why was it through Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ was the only human being that died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later, he came up out the grave. Now, this is the truth. They even found where he laid. They found where his cross was. Now, some people might say, oh, you know, that's just what somebody said. No, no, that's not what just somebody said. They have proof of this over in the Holy Land. They have proof of this. So what are you going to do with the proof? I mean, they even use a fact and proof in legalities. They don't just go over what people say. They find the physical proof of what they're talking about. And once they find that proof, then you can deal with that. Now, we're still talking about Age of Deception, and I'm going to get into some other words, some other scripture at this point. But I just want to bring this out, what we're talking about. We're talking about the various lies, deceptions, and perversions that's going forth in the earth today, and greatly going forth in this country today. Now, it is amazing to me in this country that they promote certain things, as Evangelist Montgomery said earlier. They will push this about the Illuminati. They will push this about Satanism. They will push this about different ghosts and things like that. They'll push all that. All that's okay. You know, you can study about witchcraft in school now. You can do that. That's okay. Harry Potter in school, that's okay. But when you talk about God, Christ, the Word of God, then there's a problem. Why is that? Because you are being deceived from the truth, and that you will be lost. And some people say that you don't even have a soul. Some people will say that human beings are just like rabbits or squirrels or dogs or snakes or some other animal out there that mainly lives off of instinct and they don't have a mind or thought unless it's really just going to get something to eat or to mate. But they don't have a constructive mindset. Animals don't have that. But human beings do. Where did that come from? It comes from a true and a living God. We are a threefold being, body, soul, and spirit. And if you doubt that, they have documented that also. Scientists have delved all into that. They have studied that also. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, go to the scientific realm. Go to the doctors, ask them about things like that. If you don't believe it, you can go to, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't even have to take the word of God's word for it. You can even go to science and you can even go to medicine. And they will tell you some things in that regard. Don't you know that doctors still don't understand some of the great things in our bodies today? Don't you know psychologists and people like that still don't know how your mind works? They still don't know that. Why is that? Oh, is that because we're just some kind of animal? Huh? You think they do psychological analysis on dogs to see why they think and what they do? No, they don't. Because why? They're a dog. They're not a human being. They just bark and eat. That's what they do. Don't be deceived by all this junk and trash that is put out today. Don't be deceived, though. Don't be deceived by the media. Don't be deceived by so much that you see on television. Because if you do, you'll be lost. Your mind will be all messed up. You won't know whether you're going or whether you're coming. They have you so messed up, you won't even know who you are. Because, you know, people, they just name people, you know. They say, well, you this or you that. So don't be deceived by any of that. But right now, I'm going to get right off into the Word of God. I'm going into the various deceptions of false doctrines. And we know about that. We hear this many times, but I want to get into it a little bit deeper. And as I said, for all of you that are listening, I thank God for all you that's listening on today. And I pray that you get something that you had not gotten before. As I said, our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. And we're going to be talking about some things that's happening right now and talking about some things that has happened that greatly influenced our mindset on today. Now, as I said before, God, the Bible, they say, yes, Satan can even deceive religious people. You know, as I said, religious people. I said religious people. Because religion and followers of Christ is really two different things. You can be religious and not be a follower of Christ. And you can be a follower of Christ and not be religious. Because what religion is a set of rules. It really means to tie up in various rules and regulations and denominations. That's what religion is. But James said that religion is different. In James' aspect or Christ's aspect, religion should be your following of Jesus Christ, taking care of the poor, taking care of the widows, of that nature. Your religion should be what you do on a daily basis in reference to the Word of God and in reference to Christ, okay? Now it says, Satan often appears deceptively as an angel of light, and we're going to get into this a little deeper. He uses counterfeit ministers who appear genuine, but are actually fraudulent deceivers. They really don't have a relationship with God or Christ. They really are not followers of the word of the living God. I have to bring that out. As believers in Christ, as Christians, we need to be aware of Satan's schemes, his devices, and we're going to briefly discuss seven of the most serious deceptions that he uses to ruin the lives of people. Now, Evangelist Montgomery covers quite a few things, and I'm going to go into false doctrine. So where do we find godly doctrine? Teaching, Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:32. Truth is revealed in the Bible, but we must also practice the truth. Jesus said in the previous verse, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. But Jesus also brought out the fact that when you hear the word, when you read the Bible, you need to do what you're reading. You need to practice that. That should be your religion, your lifestyle, what you read in the Word of God, the commandments of God. That's what you keep. That's your religion. Now, Paul also said that, yeah, we should fellowship one with another in the body of Christ, but it should be in the context or the concept of the truth of the Word of God. That's why we're talking about this age of deception, because you got to remember that the enemy knows the Word. The enemy knows the Word backwards, forwards, sideways, upside down. He knows the Word, but he knows the Word to pervert it. Okay? The enemy, Satan, knows the word to pervert it and to deceive you by twisting it. So therefore, we have to know the word in its proper context. And that's how you get into false doctrine, by not knowing the word in its proper context. All right? Now, it says, it's sad that the majority of individuals will not practice the truth, or practice the word of God. The Apostle Paul prophesied that some religious people who seek teachers to preach what they want to hear, preach what they want to hear. Does that sound familiar out there that's listening? Does that sound familiar that a lot of things that's being preached is what a lot of people simply want to hear, and it's not so much the word of God that would wash us and cleanse us and purge us and get us in right standing with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, get us in right standing with our Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that one who created everything that has been created, that one who gives us air to breathe and water to drink, food to eat, and life that we live. That's what our Father has given us. It says here, Paul exhorted Timothy to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, what is that sound doctrine? That sound doctrine is the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is not the doctrine of another man. It is not the doctrine of all these different religions. It is not the doctrine of so many denominations, but it is the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross that we might be saved. That's what we're talking about. That's their sound doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. What's a fable? Myths, old wives' tales, various legends, those are fables. what has passed down through history that may not be true, those are fables. 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4. So are you willing to be guided and corrected by the word of God? So here's the thing. When we read the scripture and we're reading the Bible and we're studying the word of God to get delivered or get set free from deception, when you find something in the word of God comes back and hits you because you're doing something contrary to the word of God, then you need to own up to it. Then you need to repent of that thing, okay, and stop doing it. Because if you continue to do it, you're going to be deceived in that area because you're going to believe that you're okay with the Lord. See, this is all under this deception. And as I said earlier, that this main deception is happening in the world today is to keep you separated from God. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. Is your relationship with God, your true relationship with God. I just did that. All right. We have 23 minutes and 13 seconds left. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. All right. There it is. So you are free to call in at any time, and when you do, we will give you time to speak or give you time to give your thoughts. Now, we have to remember nowadays, and these particular days and times, Christianity has been somewhat diluted with a bunch of things that the early apostles and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they didn't teach these things. What they did, they spoke and warned people about it. I'm going to go into the Word of God and bring some things out here. In Isaiah 56, starting at the 9th verse, okay, it says, first of all, Isaiah 56 is dealing with God's salvation and righteousness. But he also deals with people who are not doing what they're supposed to do in the reference to God's people. So I'm going to start in Isaiah 56, 9, and it says, all ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all the beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarrel. Come, ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Now that right now, we thank the Lord for 1231 calling in. Amen. We thank God for 1231 calling in. And well, we just acknowledging your call. We thank the Lord for you calling in. And we are going back to our Word of God, Age of Deception 2. And the reason I brought that out is because when you have someone that's supposed to lead and guide you in righteousness, and they're only concerned with what they can get from you, then they will allow you to be deceived. Because they will not tell you the truth because they're really not concerned with the truth in that regard. They are concerned with the truth that is good for them, not necessarily good for you. I'll give it out. The kind of example I like to give is someone who will give you advice they wouldn't take, but they will give you that advice, but they wouldn't take it themselves. That's how some of these folks are. They will give you advice that they wouldn't take themselves. So it's not good advice. Now, I know it's different circumstances with different people. But when somebody is sharing something with you, and you giving them advice that you yourself is saying, I wouldn't take that. You see how messed up that is? But that's how some people are. And some of them are in the pulpit giving out that kind of knowledge and wisdom and advice to people, but they wouldn't take it. Why? Because they don't believe it. All right, so I'm going on. We're still talking about this age of deception. Now, I'm going to talk about a little stuff, right? A few things right here, and then I'm going to cover more things. We have 19 minutes left. There's a few more things I want to bring out in reference to this age of deception. I don't want to be stuck on one subject too long. So, but now I'm going to get into some things right here. Now, one thing I want to bring out is what I'm getting ready to say now is something that many people know, and many believers are not practicing these things. We know about the Easter eggs, and we know that it's a pagan symbol of fertility. We know about the Christmas trees and all this, and it's a pagan tradition. We know about the December 25th, and they say, well, Jesus wasn't born on that day. Well, it doesn't matter. What's important is that he was born. That was important is that he was born. And that he lived, okay, and that he went up on the cross for us, and that he died on the cross, and then he rose on the third day up out the grave, and after he rose on from the third day out of the grave, he was seen of some 500 or more people because he was on the earth for 40 days after the resurrection, and John said he did so many, he spoke so many great things. And he did so many great miracles that none of the books of the world could not hold what he said and did. Now that's the truth of the matter. So all this other stuff is immaterial. Why? Because Jesus destroyed all of that. He destroyed all of that. This about Zeus and Hera, he destroyed all of that. Why? Because he's true. Because he is the Word of God incarnate, God and man, man and God wrapped up in Christ Jesus. You see? So he destroyed all that paganism. You see? Now what has happened, people would try to bring it back. But here's the thing. When you believe in a true and living God, and you are faithfully and with all your heart and soul following after God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and following with your whole heart Jesus Christ, don't you know, and you're filled with the Spirit of God? Don't you know that the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness? So, knowledge will come to you on what you should and shouldn't do, on what you should and shouldn't worship. So these things that people talk about, like Valentine's Day, I mean, nobody is worshiping Valentine's. And a lot of time, you're not doing any of that. You're not worshiping Lupercus, the fertility god, on February 15th. You're not doing that. Some people might, but believers are not. You're not in mid-February associated with the marriage of the gods Zeus and Hera. You're not into that, not believers. Now, somebody who's into that false stuff, they might be into that. But believers and Christians, they're not into that. Why? Because Jesus destroyed all of that. And that's the reason why the apostles taught people against that. Because there were some people at the time of the apostles, they were worshiping all them different gods and stuff like that. Came into the knowledge. Listen to me, saints. When they came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you know what they did? They dropped their pagan beliefs. They dropped their pagan activities. They dropped all that when they came into Christ. Okay? Now, we got to remember that the Spirit of the Living God is a teacher, he's a guide, and he's a teacher and a guide to Christ and to the Word of God. That's what he does. He teaches us and guides us into righteousness, into Christ Jesus, into the Word of God, back to our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So a lot of things that would trip up people should not trip up believers, because the Word of God said that at one time the deception is going to get so great that if it would deceive God's people. You see what I said? If it could, but it can't. Because why? God's people, being filled with the Spirit of God will guide them into truth and righteousness. That's why we're speaking what we're speaking tonight. So that the people of God won't be deceived, because they are reading and the Word of God has become a part of them. And something that's become a part of you, for it to leave you, it will just out, it's going to hurt a lot. And sometimes, depending on how deep it is, it could kill you. And the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost is deep within many believers. And so, they won't be deceived. So let me go on a little further. It says, so are you practicing pagan traditions in the name of Christianity? Remember Jesus' warning to the Pharisees and scribes concerning certain religious customs. He warned them, all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep traditions, Mark 7:9. And when Jesus was speaking on the commandments of God, he was speaking in reference to the Ten Commandments and in reference to his commandments. All right? So now the book of Revelation warns us about one of the most pervasive deceptions the Apostle John saw in the vision, the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse. He wrote, "Now look and behold, a white horse. Who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." Revelation 6:2. Now in previous articles, the true revelator is Jesus Christ. He reveals the meaning of this white horse and his rider. Jesus described that the white horse symbolizes false religion, including those who falsely claim to come in Christ's name. Answered. Okay. We got a little mix up in the word here. But anyway, all right, it's all right. And so false religion. And that's what's going on right now. In other words, he's going to preach something similar to the Word of God, but it's going to be twisted, you see. And that's what's happening right now. You have people preaching something close to the Word of God, but it's a little twist in there that's going to throw you off. It's going to throw you off. And when it throws you off, if you're not careful, you won't recover from that. It's just like kind of like slipping on ice. You know, when you are out there in the wintertime and you step in a slick spot, sometimes if you can't get your balance, you're gonna fall. And depending on what you fall on, it's going to be the damage that you obtain. Okay, so that's how it is with this deception. It's like poison. If you take it and receive it, it can hurt you. But it depends on the type of poison that you take, whether it will hurt you or kill you. That's how we have to be careful with this deception, because there's some deception that will totally separate you from Christ, and it will even destroy your life. So we got to be careful. All right? Now, nobody wants to admit we've been conned. Nobody wants to admit that, well, somebody got over on me. No, I don't want to do that. But you have to remember that our enemy is a con artist. But see, you don't have to be con when you're in Christ, all right? And the Lord is in you and moving in you. You have the word of God. See, our world is filled with con artists, liars, and thieves. They want to steal from us. They want to defraud us. They want to trick us. The Bible warns us of the greatest deceiver of all, which is Satan. And I want to say this. When everything that Satan does is in reference to destroying you and separating you from Jesus Christ. What the enemy wants to do, as I say so many times, he wants to put you in a position where you can't repent. He wants to get you to the mindset where you are so deceived that you think you're in right standing in God when you're not. He wants you like him. Satan is a condemned being. He cannot ever be saved. He will never ever reside in the kingdom of God. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Father, has made a place for Lucifer and his devils and his angels. Okay? The Lord God never made hell for people. I'll repeat that. God never made hell for people, but for the devil and his angels. And what the devil desires to do is trick you into being where he's going to be. How? By his lies of deception. And by his lies. Okay, I'm going to go to this part and then I'm going to get ready to close out and we'll continue on next week. But it says, Satan, the devil, deceived the whole world. That means the people of every nation. That means you and me if he can. Many of us have been deceived. You may have been deceived, but thankfully God calls us out of this world's deception through Jesus Christ of the Bible, of the Word of God. Now, listen to this. You think because you're religious that you can't be deceived? Jesus revealed that one of the most pervasive forms of deception is found in religious practice. The Bible reveals who is behind many religious deceptions. Think about it. The Apostle Paul warns the Corinthians against false ministers, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. As I said before, the enemy know the word. Many of his false apostles and false teachers know the word, but they are using it for their own gain. They are using it to deceive you. They are using it to take advantage of you. Satan has many strategies, schemes, and devices to deceive people. Some unknowingly worship him as an angel of light. That's why we have to try the spirits, according to John, to see whether they are of God or not. He said, don't believe every spirit, but try the spirit. How are you going to try? You're going to try by the word of God, and you're going to try by the spirit of God. Jesus said, you shall know the tree by the fruit that it bears. That's what he said. So if somebody is saying one thing and living something else, that tells you where they really are. All right? It'll come out. So millions of people dabble in the occult and seek answers from soothsayers, mystics, dark practices that are deceptive and it also opens you up to demonic activity. And most call themselves believers or Christians. But we should be able to recognize blatant satanic influence. But Satan also has many other more schemes. He's full of them. The Apostle Paul encouraged forgiveness for a repentant sinner. Why? Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11. For we are not unaware of his schemes. You see, not unaware. You know where he's coming. You see, and that's how you can keep from being deceived, by knowing which way the enemy is coming, by knowing what he's doing, knowing what he's saying. And the only way you're going to do that is through the word of God, by the Spirit of God. We can tell the difference between truth and error. The word of God gives us an answer. Jesus prayed, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Yes. All right. So what we're going to do now, we only have about 3 minutes left in the program. We're going to get into some other things next week. And we're getting ready to close out our, we have a few minutes left. Caller 1231, do you have a couple of minutes left? Or is there anything that you'd like to say at this point before we close out?
Yeah, I really was just thinking about the deception in the body of Christ. But my question is, we spoke about a lot of deceptions and how the Bible talk about deceptions. But the question is, what would you say is the greatest major deception that's in the church that would really cause people to go to hell if they really believe this false doctrine? And that's one of the questions that I want to, because we know about the false doctrine and stuff, but it's like, what would you say is one of the major deceptions in the body of Christ right now as we speak? You know,
I think one of the main major deceptions in the body of Christ right now is this, that you don't have to live holy. Or we are, they say that old saying, sinners saved by grace, that put the emphasis on the sinner, that you can be a sinner and still be okay with God. You don't have, in other words, you don't have to live a holy life. But we know the word of God says, follow peace with all men, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. That's the greatest deception right there. That's the greatest deception right there, because it encourages people not to get close to Christ. It encourages people not to get in the word of God, and it encourages people that they don't have. That's what I believe. Repentance is part of salvation. If you don't repent, if you don't turn, then like Jesus said, no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. That's it right there. That's our religion right there. Now there's other little things that's in there, but it's not going to necessarily keep you out of the kingdom. But not living, not striving to be like Christ will keep you out. Not keeping the word of God will keep you out. Not repenting will keep you out of the kingdom. That's the biggest thing right there, and that's what we have. But we only have about 8. But I appreciate the questions, and I pray that I hope that I answered this sufficiently. But now we're going to have to close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the show, the program that went forth. We thank you for everything that has gone forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, caller? All right. Praise God.